would propose, and Susan, if you would hand out that other document, what I've written so far covers things like how does the county how do you get approval from the county to operate a business out here? You've already made some minimum standards decisions in the rules and regulations. You said for freelance flight instructors and mechanics, there are no minimum standards. Go out and do your business, and the county's going to leave you alone. There's no insurance. There's no approval. Those are minimum standards. So we get down to the mechanic stuff on this, or flight instruction. Those standards have already been adopted. What I was saying is what I've written are the general things. How do you get approval from the county to operate a business out here? Because you do need approval to use county property like that. I'll let you go through it, but the first, and what I've left out of here is the minimum standards, the specific standards. And what I've given you here is just a list of questions, things that you need to think about, and how some of the other airports have answered it. And you may have some other documents that answers it a different way. But kind of what I was hoping we would do is kind of go take each individual kind of business and just have a general discussion of what kinds of things does this committee think would be required of a business that wanted to operate on county property like this.
This looks similar to the AOPA or FAA advisory circulars.
Yeah, I got the questions from a variety of places. There's the advisory circular, the AOPA thing, the AAAE thing that I sent you. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has a really good guide on developing minimum standards. But these are just things that, before you get to the hours of operation, we need to have a discussion of, very high level stuff of, do you want this at all?
Okay. Well, we're about 1 minute past our 9 o'clock curfew. So I think we need to move on from this topic. And the next topic of the discussion is next meeting date. Throw on my shuffle. I think we don't need it. Meeting schedule. Anybody want to chime in here what they want to do about the meeting schedule?
I'm still the same attendant as we were quarterly. Wherever your meeting is.
I believe in monthly for right now.
Until we can make some progress.
That.
You really long enough to do that?
Mark, what you doing? You okay with monthly?
Yeah.
Dave? Mike's already said he's a company man. He'll be here 7 days a week.
That's what you tell him. You're the president.
All right, so then I think we'll stay with the monthly. Until further notice, we may bring this up at another date in the future. Next meeting date, we always go with the fourth Wednesday of the month. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody objects, the fourth Wednesday of the month work for everybody?
That'll be the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same day next month. You see that, Larry? You're looking at your phone file there.